Can we say someone is a wali? Well, we asked the same question. Can we say someone is a mu'min? Can we say someone is a salih? What's the difference, right? The answer is, ala dhannina, according to our assessment. Ala hisabina, nahsabuhu min al-mu'mineen, nahsabuhu min al-salihin, nahsabuhu min al-awliya. So it's a short form, because many people say, can you say someone's a wali? Allah and His Messenger has given us signs of iman, signs of ihsan. There's iman, there is the lowest bar. Then there's as-salih, and then there's al-wali. What's the difference? The iman, it's basically someone who, some of its signs is, he observes wudu. This person observes wudu. This person goes to masajid. But that doesn't necessitate that he successfully avoids sins in large numbers. That doesn't necessitate that sometimes he misses a prayer or even skips it. He could still have many sins, but he's a mu'min. Then you have a salih. That person in the public sphere of life, we never see him missing an obligation or committing an infraction from the prohibitions. Maybe in private, and we all do that. We make tawbah and we ask Allah maghfirah. But the salih level is that you don't see from him any missing of obligations, or you don't see from him committing sins. The wali is the one who you do see from him going above and beyond. You see him busy with knowledge. You see him busy with da'wah. You see him busy with ibadah and dhikr. And you don't see from him the infractions of sins, even minor sins in public. So that's essentially when we say we're reading about the awliya, yes, those whom we assess, because Allah and His Messenger gave us signs. تَعْبَدَنَا بِالْبَحْثِ عَنْهُمْ. Allah has made it like an ibadah for us to search them out. How can Allah tell us, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ? Okay. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. Be with the صادقين. How can I be with them if I'm not allowed to assess them? So we assess the outward, and that's what Sayyidina Umar said. We assess the outward. Okay. Likewise, when we say someone is a fasiq, this person is a fasiq. It means he physically, objectively, does sins in public, like he owns a liquor store. I'm not assessing his heart or his ending, and I'm not having kibr over him. Just be very careful. Condemnation of public sins and arrogance are two separate things. You have to take one and not the other. Sayyid Ahmad Zarruq warned against the people who no longer condemn evil when they see it in public and they cover it up. Why does he warn? He said these people are destroyed. Why is that? It's because now you're basically protecting people who sow corruption in the land openly. All right, you're protecting them. So when we see sinfulness in public, evil, oppression of people, it has to be said in public. Nobody, imagine someone says, you know, listen, go easy on Netanyahu. Yes, he's genociding, but we don't know what's in his heart, right? Like, why does that sound ridiculous? But other things are also the same thing, okay? But the truth of the matter is, we're going to condemn it, but we're not going to, for the Muslim who is a fasiq, we don't believe in having arrogance over such a person, because you never know, Allah Ta'ala may swap your positions. So condemn, but with dua for them, with rahmah. That's the way of the Ahlus Sunnah. And so that's what we have to. So that's why when we say hadha wali, hadha min al-awliya, is no different than saying hadha min al-mu'mineen wal-salihin. No one seems to have an issue saying this. He's from the salihin. Hey, should I marry my daughter to so-and-so? Yeah, he's walad salih. He's a salih, meaning you never see from him sins, and you always see from him fulfillment of obligations. So same thing when we talk about the awliya. What we mean here is, based on our witness of his behavior, he has many signs of ihsan. He cares a lot about the deen. He's doing all these above and beyond, etc., etc. Keeping the company of ulama, memorizing Quran, studying fiqh, etc. And most of all, al-dhikru manshurul wilaya. It's said, and I haven't seen it myself, but it has been said, awayazni al-wali. Can a wali commit a major sin? And the answer, it is said that Abdul Qadir al-Jailani says, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدْرَ مَقْدُورًا, which is an ishar. He says basically the destiny of Allah is established. essentially, he's saying the answer is yes. But the sins of the awliya, the way that they fall is the correct way, which is namely, when I say fall, I mean momentarily, not permanently. When they commit some infractions, when they commit some sins, they hate it while they're doing it. You can do something and hate it while you're doing it. Most people who are dieting, they hate the fact that they're like eating a cheeseburger at 11 p.m., but they do it anyway because we have two sides to us. We have an intellect and we have a nafs. Sometimes you're too tired to control your nafs, but your nafs overtakes your intellect, which you know. That's, you end up becoming what's known as nafs lawwama, the blaming self. Because your mind is telling you to behave one way, but yourself, your nafs, is too strong at this moment in time. Okay? So at that point, he hates the sin while he's doing it. He covers it up. He erases the tracks of the sins. When you do that, you're imprinting upon yourself that this is wrong, that this is bad. Thirdly, you immediately make tawbah. Maybe give some sadaqah, but immediate tawbah. And that's the right way to if a person was to fall into sins, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. Or I should say, a less dangerous and a more dangerous.